Startups move fast, and with AI, they're shipping even faster and attracting enterprise buyers sooner. But big deals bring even bigger security and compliance requirements. A SOC 2 isn't always enough. The right kind of security can make a deal or break it. Vanta knows what's needed and when, and they've built the fastest, easiest path to get you there. That's why serious startups get secure early with Vanta. Get $1,000 off at vanta.com/wandery. That's VANTA.com/wandery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the illustrious and joyous and holiday cheerful Ronnie Karam. Happy Bagel Thursday to you, Ronnie. How are you?
Oh, hello, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great. As I mentioned, it is Bagel Thursday. I had a bagel this morning, and I'm feeling full of joy and life because that's all I need to get through the week is my weekly bagel. We are here to talk.
Croissant.
You had one?
Think of that. I did, because I went to get Botox today, and there's a French bakery called Baguette au Chocolat right next to my Botox place. So I went there, and I said, hand me one of the house specialties. And she said, which? And I said, Baguette au Chocolat.
Baguette au Chocolat.
What do you fucking think, you French idiot? Give it to me
sandwich.
Now. Yeah. And then I scarfed it right there in front of her face, so she had to watch me eat every crumb of it while my eyes bled from Botox.
I might get that. I have to go get a prescription, and the doctor's office where I get the prescription from is like across the street from a bakery. So like it's the best thing, because if you ever have to go to the doctor and then you're like, well, I deserve a treat. There's literally a bakery right there. So guess who's going to get a chocolate croissant now?
Yeah, that's what I said. I came out of there and, you know, like I was bleeding above my, I still have some blood right here. God damn it. So I was bleeding and I was like, I deserve a treat. And I was like, you know, Botox is a treat. It's not like I just went and got a tooth pulled. Like, it's, you don't get a treat, but I did anyway. It was great.
I'm going through
a really weird time over here, and I did need a treat. I think I have a porch of death. I think my porch is killing things.
Did another bird die?
No. Okay. So where the bird came and flew into the window, which I still have to look at this goddamn imprint every day because I can't reach the window. It's too high to reach it. So that's above this patio, right? So this little back patio, ever since I moved here to Texas, which was in COVID, there have been little things dying up here. There was a big hairy spider that looks like a, what do you call the big hairy ones?
Tarantula.
It's huge, Ben. It's like this big.
Maybe it's probably a tarantula.
A couple of them have climbed up there. Well, they're brown. They're a different kind. I've looked them up.
That's like a tarantula.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's called something else. But it's like a brown tarantula. I don't know what they're called. But yeah, it's a tarantula, basically. And they're huge. And a couple of them, they crawl right up to my patio door, and then they just die. And I'm finding these dead bodies, okay? And then there was a huge scorpion, which was not a normal little scorpion. I think I've told you about these before. They're huge. They're also like little shoes. They're huge. Also dead.
A scorpion,
then the bird. And then this morning, I was letting Bueller out.
I mean, these are all things that I would like. I mean, no offense to these animals or these critters, but like,
things you want to die, right?
I'm like, if you tell me this thing came up to my porch, I'm like, please die right there and don't go any further. I'm like, this sounds great. The tarantulette died. The scorpion died. You're like,
there was a reanimated body.
It looked like a zombie came up to my porch and then it died too.
No, you're right. There are definitely things that are on a kill list anyway, but they come up and they die. Well, the bird, I mean, I don't know if it was.
Actually, I feel bad for the tarantula. The tarantulas, I think, are pretty docile.
These are not even poisonous. Okay. So a couple of the scorpion things, this bird. And then today I was letting Bueller out and he started like getting into something. And I was like, no, get away from that. And it was a pile of, sorry to be gross, but it was a pile of like vomited up food. And it wasn't him because had just eaten, but he didn't barf. I mean, I was right with him. And it wasn't last night because I was with him last night and it wasn't there. He didn't go to it last night. So I think somebody came up and like barfed on my patio and then left. Like, first of all, who does that? But I was like, is this thing dying too? Am I killing things on this patio? Like, what's happening on my porch?
The mystery vomit is I think it's time that you install a Ring camera out there. You know, those are fun. You know,
get animals.
But my friends, Ann and Asim, they got a place up in Sebastopol, California, and they put up a little camera. It wasn't a Ring camera because they're Google people, so they have a Google camera up there. Mm-hmm. And they, let me tell you something. It's like Animal Highway. All it is just animals at night, and it's the best. The footage that they have, they got a bobcat on there, coyotes, raccoons.
Stop making me jealous. You know I've been trying to get a bobcat on my camera now, a baby bobcat kitten.
Why don't you put a camera out on your porch of death and you can see what's going out there and phantom vomiting on it?
Because it goes for like human movement. It doesn't usually get animal movement, but I will. I'm going to try it. I'm not going to know that suggestion.
It will get it.
Something's happening out there, and I think that I'm a dark harbinger of death is what I think is happening. I think I'm like a grim reaper.
The vomit
is just coming up and dying. Mm. And so I'm getting a fucking chocolate croissant, all right, while I'm murdering the world. I might as well.
If it makes you feel any better, if the person who vomited died on your porch, their body would have been there too. They actually survived. The cat. They vomited and moved on.
I think it's somebody's cat or something because it was like whole chunks of food. And so I think like maybe it's dead under my porch. I don't even want to know.
Is there an owl pellet? Maybe it's an owl. Was it an owl pellet? No, those don't look like vomit.
Like it's whole food. Anyway, the point, we don't need to spend the whole day on this. I'm just telling you, I needed the chocolate croissant today and I got it. So thank you, Baguette.
You know what?
It's
like, you know what, Baguette Chocolate, I've had a rough day. I saw some anonymous vomit on my back porch and I deserve a croissant. I mean, if there's anything about seeing mystery vomit, it's wanting a croissant. That's the thing that I want. I get that. All right. Well,
anyway, the point is, welcome to Watch What Crap, and sorry for everybody. I know we're supposed to be recapping TV shows and we're 6 minutes into it, but sometimes you got to get shit off your chest, okay? Today is Southern Charm Day. Welcome, everybody. Who will Sally try to get today?
The original back patio vomit. Southern Charm. Don't forget our Patreon. Our bonus episode this week is we did a trailer trash on the Summer House trailer. And on Monday, we obviously have our Amazon Live. We also have our last crappy hour of the year. And we have a very special guest who I am going to fangirl over. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a mess, everyone. So anyway, that's going to be very exciting. Let's get into Southern Charm, as you already tried to do about 30 seconds ago. So let's at Whitner's
season 11, episode 4, A Movable Feast.
A movable beast.
Oh, I get it. Because it's a play on
joke. It's a pun.
Feast. Yeah.
It's a pun.
I get it.
Because it's a literary birthday dinner. It's insane right now. So where we left
basically
off.
Basically the man in the sea.
The old man in the sea. Hemingway. When we last left off, Austin was making little comments about Craig. Like, look at him, he's ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy. Craig, look at him, just like he's from Hook. And Craig is like, Austin, you're so unhappy. Stop talking about me. You're unhappy because you live a lie and you'll never be happy because you're lying. You're stupid. And everyone was like, oh my God, Craig is so hostile. He's dangerous. Be careful. He's got a gun.
And then we got my favorite piece of first time acting from Charlie, who was like, oh my God.
They're all shaken. Look, Craig flies off the handle. We've always noticed it, but they're really acting like he had a chainsaw and was running through that party. I mean, I just feel like, yeah, it was a lot. He was being extra, but they were like, I've never seen him turn that way. I was like,
I know. It's my reaction to Meredith on the plane on Salt Lake City. I'm like, are you people new to this show? You've never seen this in behavior before? It's Craig. But Craig was fucking rude. He's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the thing, the guys on the show are just such bad friends to each other. They always have been. They've never been solid friends to each other. But Craig, the second he gets pissed off, it's like, oh, I'm just going to dump all your shit right here on national TV. You know, we all know Austin's been cheating on this girlfriend since we know that Austin is dating a girl 3 hours away because he's going to cheat on her every night and he can still get reputation. What do you call it? Reputation repair on national TV, and people can all pretend he's a nice person who's settling down and being kind to a girl for the first time in years. But we all know that man has been cheating all over the country, and nobody believes for one second, at least on this show, that he hasn't been doing that. We didn't need you to tell us, Craig, but you're his friend, so you outing him for that is really shitty.
Well, also, we had to sit through an entire season of Craig acting like he's so evolved and he's in a new state of his life and he's a nice guy and all he wants to do is have some kids and plant some flowers and he's just sweet, lovable Craig. And he's just such a dick. He really is. Yeah. He's a total dick. And like, I think he was actually a dick to Austin. Now, Austin is not innocent. Austin was being passive aggressive, making little comments, but he was muttering them quietly and what he thought was out of your sight. Unfortunately, what Austin doesn't realize is that his lips flap so much, everyone knows what he's saying at all times. So, like, it's very
you literally cannot tell him to shut his mouth. He can't do it. Okay? It's impossible. He's like, when he's quiet, he's like,
it's insane right now.
It's insane.
So, Craig is just
to say, I'm sorry, while we're still talking about what an asshole Craig is, we said, the minute Paige leaves Craig, he's going to become the exact same Craig we knew before, which he did in record time. I mean, that's crazy. Another thing is right when that breakup happened and they went to the reunion and he was acting like this huge victim, there were gossip stories like, oh, Craig is dating Molly, or not Molly, Sally. We've seen Craig out with Sally. And they're like, oh, no, how could you? Blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, that looks like it was true now. And what's the other thing I was going to say? Oh, Craig is like, oh, I'm such a homemaker, this and that. It's me, Craig, with my pillows, my remodeled house. Reddit was putting out pictures this week of Craig's countertop. Have you noticed it? The waterfall countertop that it's not cut at an angle. You know how you're supposed to cut it at an angle like a picture frame or whatever? Instead, it's like straight and then it's just laid straight on top of it. That is so
not a waterfall.
That is so bad.
Two slabs.
Yes.
I love Reddit for picking. I love him for shaming his waterfall
it's
peninsula.
It's bad though. I can't believe we didn't notice it. How are you going to try and be the new Martha Stewart when you have a waterfall that looks like that?
Wait, boy. I want to see it. I want to see his bad waterfall. Okay. Find it for me and put it up on the page because I'd like to see it. Okay. So while you look for that, let me tell you, let's start into this. So basically they're all like, shooketh that Craig was acting crazy. And Rodrigo's like, I don't know if I was drooling with my mouth open or if I spilled my drink. And I was like, no, I didn't mean it for it to happen. I just have no fucking idea what just happened. We just had an argument. It's insane right now. And Charlie's like, it was just like playful, sarcastic comments. Look at him. It's shooketh. And Shep is like, gosh, isn't our whole friendship based on snarky comments? They're all like, they're like, wow, I can't believe Craig just, they literally act like Craig drove off a cliff. They are so rattled by this entire scene. It's kind of hilarious.
They are. And I think it's also because Craig has the eyeliner on that's smeared all over his face where it makes him look extra cray cray. Okay, guess what? Record time, found the picture. Here's Craig and his waterfall that is not metered. That's what they call it, metering.
Not metered.
See that? Look at that.
Oh.
That's bad. Look at that.
Wait, is it, I see, that's the TV. I was like, what's that, but what's that other texture that's below it? That's someone's wall. Oh, interesting.
What do you mean, someone's wall? This is the countertop here. Is this what you mean?
I know, but like below it, see, look below, there's like a beige textured surface.
No.
That's someone's wall, because it's
is someone taking a picture of their TV? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was my computer.
yeah, I guess that is bad. Because it's supposed to be one. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Guys, if you want a podcast to come to where we're going to shame your countertop, you have found it.
This is the place.
You have.
Carol Radswell would never sit on it. Never.
So Austin's like, I don't fucking get it, but like, I'm not going to let my evening be ruined by an insecure man boy. Like, I'm going to stay here at a friend's fucking birthday and be able to move on. That's what Hermione would do.
Literally, you're not going to be able to move on because you're going to storm out of this party in a little bit. And also, you're all insecure man boys. I hate to break it to you. So Vanita and Craig are like, they go inside to plate the dinner because it's going to be this big family thing with like green rigatoni and whatever. And so Whitner's like, hey, what were you guys yelling about out there? It's scary when people yell because I had a fiance who left me once. And Craig is like,
for reasons I can't remember. Just don't. Lots of reasons don't really matter. Don't really understand one of those reasons, but I'm sure it was her fault.
Austin cannot get over the fact that I'm single and having fun and he's in a relationship and he doesn't want to be in and he's trying to juggle that because he thinks it's going to come out. Craig is, it's so funny because last season it was that Austin's jealous. Wasn't it like Craig is in a really good relationship and Austin's jealous that he's in a really good relationship. And this season it's like, now I'm single and Austin jealous that I'm single.
Yeah, that's how they are with each other. They just take turns doing this to each other. So, they take some food outside and Whitner's like, there will be no more fighting at my birthday party. And he's like, even though I'm a lawyer, I'm not a litigator. So I don't like conflict. It gets my blood pressure going. Not my circus, not my monkeys. I'm going to need more from Whitner. What do you think of Whitner so far?
I actually really like him, but I am also concerned that he may not realize what reality TV is all about because it is your circus and it's literally your monkeys. There's a little pygmy marmoset that has a little label on it that says Whitner's pygmy marmoset. Like this is your monkey actually. So get used to it.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Sally, who's like Craig's girlfriend now, I'm not really sure what she's doing, but she's like, are you okay? She's doing that girlfriend thing where she's like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like petting him. He's like, me? Yeah, I'm okay. Why wouldn't I be okay? And Austin's just watching him with a headband, which is so funny. And Vanita's like, I just heard people yelling. And Madison's like, that's just us communicating.
So Sally sits down next to Craig and she's like, I just want y'all to be friends and not to fight.
What? I'll tell you what, I'm not arguing, okay, looking like this tonight, because if I was going to argue, I'm not going to show up dressed allegedly like Shep, but somehow looking like Sandy from Great British Bake Off.
And of course, Vanita is subtle as ever and comes right behind Austin and hugs him from behind really close and goes, Craig came out inside and he was like, well, Austin's being this and that, and little does he know, I'm Team Austin and not Team Craig. I'm going to need you to find some subtlety, Vanita, okay? I need some silent fighting from... I just need better fighting from Vanita. Fight better.
Well, she does say, beat his ass. So Vanita says, the thing that bugs me the most about Craig is that he knows he can get away with murder and this group lets him, and I can't be friends with someone like that, which is fair. In fact, but all three guys can do the same thing.
So yeah, that's the whole show, like, though. It's like the people who come on to Housewives whenever there's a new character on Housewives and they're like, oh my God, all these women do is fight. I can't be around people like this. What the fuck do you think you auditioned for? They didn't just pick you up off the street. You sent in videos to be on this show, ma'am.
So Whitner says, well, everyone, welcome to a Slags Ball dinner party. It does go without saying that all the styling, it was Vanita. All right. Now that the Queen Bee has taken her seat, thank you, everyone, for playing along and the theme and coming out in full force for it. Madison, I still don't really understand what you're doing. I mean, I know you're dressed as Shep, but it's really, really concerning. And I say this as someone who's also looking at Craig dressed as the guy from Hook and Austin dressed as Hermione. So, anyway, thanks. I had a fun idea for a party and y'all ruined it. Thank you so much.
I will say it was nice to have Sally running around people asking for people to look at her holes. But everybody, thank you so much for being here. I hope we're together every day of my life. And so Madison's like, hey, Shep, when you look at me, is it like looking in the mirror? And he's like, a fun mirror.
So Whitner's like, you know, I look forward to another year around the sun with all of you by my side, unlike my fiance who left for reasons that we just don't seem to know, do we?
Yeah, so now they're going to eat. And they've got linguine with crab and then some cabbage And then some angel hair pasta with no meat. How many meat y'all got here? Just make sure. How many pastas you guys got here?
I know. They got rigatoni, linguine, and angel hair pasta. Like, this is a pasta. What? Why are there so many pastas? I think
there are a lot
one,
of pasta
right?
in literature. Is that a literature thing? A literary thing?
Do we have someone here as like Tony DiPaola to represent the author of Streganona? What is happening?
This is very Bachelor throwing his own dinner party.
I'm so proud of myself that I pulled that guy's name out of my head. I was like, ooh, this is going to be a hard one, Ben. You can do it. Get the Streganona author. You can do it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the Streganona from you before, but not the author's name.
The author, I was like, guys, can I do this? Can I actually do this?
And he upped his game. You were here today.
Imagine if his name is not even that. I'm so proud of myself. Guys, I remember the Streganona author. They're like, oh, you mean Francis Corrupt? Dean Koontz. Dean Koontz presents Streganona in Sahara.
And Charlie's like, wait, did you cook all of this? Charlie, okay, I know you're dressed like you're in a silent movie, but I actually love Charlie's acting. I don't even know why. I don't know why I was about to complain about Charlie, because I really like her overacting. I think it's really funny.
Yeah, I actually was like watching this episode and I was like, you know what? I actually like Charlie. I think last episode I was like, what a brat. She's such a brat. But you know, sometimes you get like, guess what? Brat summer. Am I right? Brat's not a bad thing. We like brat. We love that shade of green.
Yeah, well,
isn't that fun? God, Charlie XCX.
It's a Southern show where the people come on, and Whitner does it later, where it's like, oh, I'm so close to my family and we all dress the same for Christmas and there's 10 of us and we're all blonde. You know, when you're driving behind a minivan, there's stick people all in the back to represent. That's us. That's us. It was based on my family. You know, those people are just kind of annoying in general. It's like, oh, with your happy fucking family and your matching pajamas. Wow. So you weren't sent to Weight Watchers at 11 years old. Good for fucking you. You know, there's part of me that's like that, but I can't hold that against her. She's a beauty queen and a debutante and all of that.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Of course allow I can. It. But I still like her.
Yeah, I like her so far. Also, the Streganona author's name is Tommy DiPaola, and I'm saying that only because I bragged about knowing the guy's name, and then someone's going to be like, actually, his name is Tommy DiPaola, so guess what? I consider myself corrected. Like, I came very close by calling him Tony DiPaola. Okay, so they have a
Camp
lot of
Camp D would like
here.
To have a word.
Clink, clink, Streganona. Streganona's not invited to the posh fashion show. So anyway, they're just all hanging out. And so Craig whispers to Charlie's ear, maybe I can cook for you. Because he's flirting with both Charlie and Sally over the course of this dinner. I think he's just going to see which dam breaks first.
I've seen Craig cook. Remember when he took all that frozen meat in a bag and just dumped it all over the grill and then closed it? That's how Craig cooks. No, you will not cook for me, sir. So she just takes a drink and doesn't answer because she feels Charlie's eyes boring through her skull right next to her. And Craig's like, did you find me a painting? Because I thought you were going to pull stuff for me. And then we see clips of him at the gallery saying, I wish I could buy a piece that's a panda or a tiger. In watercolor. Do you have those?
Watercolors. So Charlie's like, well, I do have things that I will bring, but it's easier if you like send me measurements and stuff and tell me what you want and all that, you know, kind of basic fundamentals that you just seem to be failing at. He's like, okay, I can do that. So Sally's watching and she's like angry. So then Charlie sees that Sally's watching her. So then Charlie's like, oops. And Charlie's like, but guess what? I don't want to talk about work right now. No, this is a bad time to talk about it. Cause she's like trying to step away. So she doesn't violate Sally's girl code. So,
yeah. So Shep's like, there's a throuple. It's Sally, Charlie, and Craig. And I don't know who's jockeying for what position and why. I can't read that room. Cause I'm not in it. Poor Shep left out in the cold.
The bolognese is on point. It's almost as on point as Hamnet is heartbreaking. So Austin's like, he's like, oh man, I already got shit all over my shit. Wow, what a surprise. Austin eating bolognese somehow got bolognese sauce all over himself. I wonder what happened. Did he put it in his mouth? And it sprayed out like the bullets in that game Contra?
Listen, I don't have many rules, but if you're going to be eating with Austin, don't feed him bolognese.
Red sauce is a no. People will think that he got an axe to the stomach. They're like, oh my God, that man is bleeding. It's like, no, he's just talking. That's just the bolognese coming out.
The person across from him looks like a horror movie. Just like covered in red splatter.
Scary. They actually are like, okay, like, we're going to need a special effects up here to give CC SpaceX some blood. All right, bring in Austin. Bring in Austin. Give him some bolognese. Okay, Carrie just stand right there, right in front of his face.
So Madison makes fun of Craig's eyeliner, and Austin's like, he's crying from fucking stomping up the place.
So Craig's watching Austin. He's like so mad. He's like, and Sally's like, Madison, I feel so far from you. Madison's like,
I know, Madison.
I just feel like, you know, your shit is all the way down there and you're so far away. Hey, Craig, she just rolled her eyes at you. Did you see that, Craig?
I'm pissing everybody off. So Madison checks in on Austin and asks if he's all right. And he's like, I just can't pretend anymore. I can't even like pretend anymore. So then Craig and Sally are whispering. And Craig's like, I hate getting triggered.
Well, this is the first time I've seen that side of you. If you want some Southern comfort, let me help you out, big boy. We just trigger each other.
Are we 12?
Yeah.
Like, you're too old to be sitting there being like, but I was triggered in your fucking Peter Pan cast member outfit.
Rufio. So Sally's like, yeah, I can see that. But his comment wasn't nearly as bad as yours. I think you took it to a deeper level than what he did. He's like, oh, so then, like, what do you want me to do? Just like, apologize. He's like, I don't understand. Like, yeah. I think I'm gonna have another beer.
I'll go with
I'm
you.
I'm sober now.
I'll go with you. So she goes with him to get his beer. So then we go to Shep and Charlie, and he's like, will you hold my gun? She's like, was that like a real gun? Or he's like, yeah, my actual gun. I'm not hitting on you inappropriately. It's season 10. And she's like, oh, this gun is like kind of heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Ha, ha. Okay, I won't say it because then he is going to tell me that I'm unhappy, but I can't. So I can't say that, like, that's what she said joke, but like it kind of was. It's like, wait, why can't you say? I mean, I appreciate you trying not to say that's what she said because that is so played out and it's been like 15 years. Like the only thing more tired than a that's what she said is a winning, you know, moment. But like, what does that have to do with Craig saying that you're unhappy? That felt like a stretch. I felt like Austin was trying to go out of his way to complain about Craig while doing a that's what she said joke.
Yeah. So then we go back to Craig, who's inside, and he's like, oh, he just keeps talking under his breath. It's like douchey, okay? Triggered. So then we go to Austin and Charlie, and Charlie's like, well, you can say that. Why shouldn't you be able to say that's what she said? And he's like, no, because that means that I'm unhappy and I shouldn't be in a relationship because I say things like that.
Austin, keep running your mouth. That's what she said. Stop it. Stop being unhappy while I do my monologue.
Shep's going to say something that will ruin your life. That's what she said.
Wow. You're so completely unhappy. I won't say it because she said it. Wow. But Chef will say something because he told me about it and it will literally ruin your life. And that's how I know that you're not happy, because you wouldn't have done what Chef knows about if you were happy and you wouldn't be talking shit to me. This is so mad. First of all, this is not a very good way to say what you're trying to say, but also like, what a dick. What a dick. I can't, like, him doing this, it's like, okay, I'm gonna drag Shep into this. And, well, Shep inserted himself, as, you know, one could say, but like, he's basically now throwing Shep under the bus. And I'm like, God, Craig, you're shameless.
I was throwing both of them under the bus at the same time because Austin made a joke about Sally being in his hot tub. I mean, come on. So right. Shep's like, I don't know about anything. Craig, I'm not even mad at you, but bro, you just fucking popped off at me. He's like, of course you're not, because you threw the first punch. Ow, triggered. He's like, oh, I didn't punch, Craig. Then why'd you make a smart-ass comment? And he's like, you're just fucking insane, dude. Fucking insane right now.
Rodrigo says, listen, this is not the dinner I thought we were having. I'm like, Rodrigo, this is literally the dinner that everyone knew would happen. You've been on this show now a few years. You know that when these three dum-dums get together, they have a stupid spat every single time.
Rodrigo is just basically the extra in The Music Man where everybody finds out that he was a grifter the whole time. He's just like,
me?
He's always shocked in every scene, just like a literal hand over his mouth, his wide open mouth, like, so Madison's like, oh, go ahead, Madison.
But I was gonna say, I think that Craig crossed the line tonight, and not in that cool alpha way, but in a beta way. And like, you just gotta talk with him. Like, how many times are we gonna fucking do this? I'm sick of it. Okay, we're supposed to be laughing about my wig, and instead we're talking about you two idiots.
So Austin goes with Craig inside the house. Molly is like, wow, what a birthday, right? Oh, you can meditate on it. And Vanita's like, so Shep, what do you have on Austin? Like, Vanita's like, I'm not making small talk about a fucking trumpet or whatever the fuck that lady's about to talk about. What do you have on him? And Shep's like, okay, here's what happened. Doodly 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 doodly, that's what she said. Okay, two fucking 25-year-old girls came up to me in New York City in the West Village. And it was like, you're a friend of Austin and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't want to know. I do not want to know. Do not tell me anything. Leave me the fuck alone. So
that's
it's totally unsubstantiated.
She said.
Yeah, it's totally unsubstantiated. The point is, that really is what the she said.
Well, why would you go to a liberal bastion like New York City in the first place?
I don't know, but I was so stupid and not newsworthy, and that I just decided not to say anything. But I did ask Craig, I go, should I say something to him? Because I don't want to interrupt his peace. Shep, who famously never wants to interrupt someone's peace, he's always very considerate about someone's mental well-being, especially when playing games involving egg tossing.
Well, Craig's the wrong person to ask about that, just like it would be a New Yorker would be the wrong person to ask if you wanted their opinion on a town without socialism.
When I told Craig, he said, don't tell anybody, just let it melt away. I think his technical words were, that's what she doesn't say. And now he threw me under the bus to strengthen his position. Gosh!
Yeah, and, you know, poor Shep, he was thrown under the bus here, but let's not pretend that he didn't tell Craig so that Craig would carry that information and embarrass Austin so that Shep would keep his hands clean, because that's exactly why he did it. So I think Craig kind of just beat him at his own game in a way of being like, oh, really? Well, Shep, I'm wasting your episode 5 storyline, Shep. You have to do it right now at this party.
I actually disagree a little bit. I think that Shep is like more than happy to pull out information and just to say it. I mean, literally look at him at BravoCon, that footage of him talking to like strangers being like, that entire relationship was a sham. Paige DeSorbo, look at it, it's ridiculous. He's happy just to shit on a relationship like and be the person to do it. So I actually personally don't see that he was trying to get Craig to do his dirty work. But what I do see is that he was not going to Craig to be like, what should we do about poor Austin? It was probably like, this guy's such a fucking idiot. He's playing everyone, acting like he's innocent. They probably talk shit about Austin. But I do think that Craig probably was like, that's the thing with Austin. He's totally a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. But now in this fight, he acts like, oh, he wasn't part of the shit talking. And he just puts it all onto Shep, which is such a Craig thing to do.
Yeah, I just don't see Shep telling Craig and expecting any other result. I mean, you're telling Craig. And also, in the BravoCon thing that you're talking about, he was railing against Craig. You know, what a phony fucking relationship that was. He's always railing against Craig. So I think it's like, okay, you guys fight and I'll just stay the nice one this season. I'll get you guys fighting. But Craig just interrupted that and did it way too early. Because, you know, Shep was saving that up. There's no way that girls are going to come up and tell Shep that Austin is cheating. And that Shep is not going to say something during the season or get it out there in some way. So you don't think?
I think if Shep wanted the word to get out, I think he would have told it to like,
well, I think
Sally.
He would too, but I think he's going to wait. I think his plan was like to kind of wait for this story, you know, like to do when he wanted to, but Craig's just like outing it too soon.
Yeah, that's the thing. At the very least, if they were going to confront Austin about it, it was the two of them were going to confront Austin about it, because Austin had a nice edit last season. And so it's like, okay, we're going to go get Austin this season. And Craig just did it in a way that like put it all on Shep. It sort of removed Craig from that situation, makes him look like the angel as usual. And I don't know. I felt bad for Shep. I actually genuinely felt bad for Shep in this situation. I was like, that's fucked up. You guys are probably being messy. Yeah. You know,
I have a rule in my house. Never feel bad for these men. Not a one of them. Not a fucking one of them. None of them deserve it. And every time I start they show a clip of them acting like fucking monsters like they did in this one, which we'll get to in a minute. But geez,
my rule is always feel like, oh, bad for someone.
And then they show those clips and I'm like, oh, no, you're an emotional terrorist, sir. I will never feel bad for you.
Well, I'm actually surprised because this should be a bad Shep season because those alternate. It's like Kyle and Amanda marriage is in trouble season alternates every other year. And then it's Shep has a bad edit is every other year. And he had a nice edit last year. Last year, he was like sweet Shep, who was so in love that he lost his mind for this girl from the Caribbean. So this season will be the Shep is a miserable asshole. But I think we're going to get the Craig is the miserable asshole edit this season instead. So it's a little out of whack.
Yeah. So he's like, well, when I told Craig, he said, don't tell anybody. Just let him know. Oh, you already said all these lines. I'm so sorry. So Austin's like, why are you getting so fucking fat,
Craig?
That's what
he said. That's what he said.
I said one fucking thing, and it was so fucking slight, Craig. He's like, well, clearly you're going through stuff. Like, I think you take it out on other people. That's it. That is it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Unlike Craig, who takes out his emotions in very healthy places and definitely not on other people whatsoever, and there's definitely not any montages that Bravo could throw up on screen to show that he does not take his emotions out on people.
Yeah. So Austin's like, what's the big deal? I said you had a night with two girls. Like, you had a hot night with two girls. Like, why are you crying? And he's like, God damn it, Craig! What a pussy thing to be mad about!
I feel constantly betrayed by you. And now when I hear the slightest thing, I mean, you said you were scared of me last year. Do you know how fucked up that is? Which is also, by the way, that's a fucked up thing to say, because like, it was not just Austin. It was all these people were like, who's afraid of Craig? And they all raised their hands. And now the one who scares everyone is like, oh my God, you guys are so mean to me for saying that I scare you. And then you go and continue to scare everyone.
Yeah, like you finally have the strength to look under the bed and the monster's like, why are you judging me? Why are you calling me a monster?
Yeah.
Like, you've been torturing me my entire childhood, you fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, Craig is also like, how dare you call me scary? When he just lost his mind over no reason in the backyard, screamed, yelled, and ruined someone's birthday. I don't know, Craig.
You're
also the only one. I don't know why anybody would say that.
Yeah, you're also the only one here who dressed like they just came from like the Mad Max post-apocalyptic world. So it is a little, you look a little scary right now. I know you're from like, you're Rufio, but you're really reading more like, you know, Thunder Road. So
and why would you come on Southern Charm, which is a show about sexual predators of different, you know, different varieties, and call yourself Rufy? It's disgusting.
It's bad. It's bad branding. So Craig's like, it was just a big fucking lie. Like, you're not scared of me. That's a lie. Are you really scared of me? And he's like, yeah, kind of, Craig. I mean, 100%. The part of Craig that scares me is the unpredictability. Well, we clearly have like way more work than we ever thought that we needed. He can turn on a dime. He literally will actually like drive his car and he sees a dime and he'll turn his car. It doesn't matter what the traffic pattern is. It's terrifying.
Well, what would you like from me, though? It's like, I want your friendship, dude. Okay. Like, okay, well, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And I shouldn't have said that stuff, but it happened, and I'm sorry. But, like, you triggered me.
Okay, it doesn't count if you say you triggered me, okay? Triggered.
No.
Using triggered in any sentence immediately makes your sentence moot. Like, no, you have no point here. Triggered.
Well, I think you're allowed to say, like, that you have triggers. But you can't say, I'm sorry I screamed at you, but you triggered me. You're in control of your own reactions to what people say. Okay. It's not his fault that you had a reaction when he was being passive aggressive. Yes. But like, you don't like, that's like you're not off the hook because someone else said something. You're in control of what you'd say. So Austin's like, a real apology doesn't have a but attached to the end of it. That's what she said. I'm saying it. That's right. At a certain point, apologies are meaningless coming from them.
Yeah. So Austin, basically they're trying to make up, but they're not going to make up. So outside, Sally's like, I was already giving Craig the advice that Austin deserves an apology, y'all. I mean, that was crazy. Molly's like, oh, really? You said that? She's, yeah. I mean, what do you think? I'm over here flirting with Craig or something?
I don't know why anyone would ever have that concept in their mind. So Molly's like, it looked like it. Molly, I mean, I'm just saying. Well, guess what? I already heard you've been having words to say about me, and I didn't want to start it. She goes, yeah, well, because you were coming for me. What? When have I ever came for you? Like, let's be real right now. So she
gave you the correct word to use. She said, because you were coming for me. And she's like, when have I ever came for you? Like, come on, man. She's trying to help you.
I know. And it's because you went and told Madison that Molly was like acting like a drunk slob at the party. And so you're basically talking shit about Molly behind her back. So Sally's like, yeah, but there's a difference between me and you. And that's because I stated facts. And you've been telling everyone that I'm calling dibs on the guys. Like, who? Sorry, but fucking who?
And they all literally start cracking up. Because she's so full of shit. And Vanita drapes herself over someone. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Craig. And she's like, Molly says, I literally just said what you said. I mean, those are the words that came out of your mouth. Because if you're telling Charlie not to talk to Craig, I would never tell Charlie not to talk to Craig. You 100% did, though. And Rodrigo's like, if we're being honest, I mean...
like 2 weeks ago, and we see a clip from 2 weeks ago where Sally was basically telling Charlie, like, look, if you're into him, like, that's fine, but like, you have to talk to me about it. So Charlie's like, and we did hash it out. We hash it out. And I now have a electric collar that's around my ankle, so you can't see it. And anytime I look at Craig, she zaps me, and it's great. It's called boundaries, and I understand them now.
Then why are you acting like you've never fucking said any of that then? And Rodrigo's like, she's right. She's right. I'm in this fight as well. And Molly says, okay, well, maybe we're drunk. Like, you are a lot and probably forgot, like, which is fine.
Molly tells us, I don't want to say Sally's a pick me girl, but if she were playing volleyball and people are trying to choose teams, she'd be like, I'm someone you could choose, I guess is what you would call her. Her self-worth is like really a lot, has a lot of validation from men. It's really linked to that. And I think it creates a lot of drama.
Yeah, I mean, good call. And Sally's like, yep. I've just been living in the hot tub, living my best life. I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, no, pick me girl is about right. So then in the window, while they're doing this, we see Austin and Craig. They're still arguing, and you can hear them through the windows. And now Shep is like, gosh, should I go in there?
Yeah, maybe you should. Be funny. Get all three betas in one room and see what happens.
Okay, I guess I gotta come clean to Austin, but... I just don't want Craig to be around because he's just going to spin it.
Well, just say the truth and what you told him. Go in there. What are you scared of? Y'all go in there and do stuff. I'm tired.
So he goes inside and he's like, hey, well, Shep had an intro to the conversation. Shep just like wipes his face off. He's like, okay, well, I just got to come clean. Okay, guys. I'll tell you what happened. Okay. So I was in New York and Craig's like, oh God, I don't want to be a part of this. You started this. Craig just walks out. He's like, this is too messy for me. I'm not in this conversation. You started it.
So messy. So then outside the girls are like, let's do shots. Okay. So Craig goes outside and Sally's like, Craig, where the hell have you been? I've been right here. Do you want to pick me? Craig's like, this is not going to be good. You're talking about your makeup. I know it doesn't look quite good. No, the guy's inside. Oh. So Austin's like, all right, tell me, motherfucker, what the fuck is going on? All right, gosh. Okay. Well, 3 weeks ago, two moron girls in New York came up to me and are like, Austin and our friend are talking. And I go, I don't want to know another word, okay? I don't want to know nothing. The only thing I want to know about is what happened between the rebels and Britain. That's why I'm watching Ken Burns' new documentary, The Revolutionary War. But I don't want to know anything beyond that. Gosh.
And then I went shit, and I called Craig. Oh, is that your fucking move to call Craig? That's what you do? Who does that?
No, no. No, I said, should I call Austin and interrupt his peace? Should I give him Megalodon necklace? Because it was all hearsay. It was blasphemous. It was literally like from their lips to God's ears, and they were lying the entire time. Gosh.
And Craig said he didn't want to interrupt your piece, so that's why I didn't want to tell you. There were no cameras. So Austin's like, come on. There's no truth to the rumor that I've cheated on my girlfriend, which is why it upsets me so much that my two friends could so callously spread so much bullshit. Callously.
The entire camera is just red now, just bolognese, just streaming down the lens. It looks like The Shining. So Craig's like, I can't believe that Shep is doing this. What do you mean you can't believe? You literally are the one who opened the can of worms. And in fact, Rodrigo's like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, you push Shep in front of the bus in front of everybody.
Yeah, I'm not talking to him. I gotta go. I'm pregnant. Bye.
So she leaves.
Why are you mad at me? She's like, bye. I say bye. Bye means bye. Bye is one word sentence. Okay, bye.
So she's like, well, obviously being pregnant and being sober, I'm seeing it from a totally different set of eyes. I mean, normally, let's be honest, I'd be drunk too. But see, this is a little terrifying. It's terrifying.
So she's going to leave, but of course she has to leave through the kitchen, which is where they're fighting. So she walks over there. And meanwhile, Sally tells Craig he needs to go to bed. And inside, Austin's like, you told everybody. And she's like, no, I didn't. I just told Craig. And he's like, oh, well, that's the smartest move on planet Earth.
Well, he's a friend of ours. Is he? Is he Shep's insane right now? Well, I don't know. I hate this shit. Craig is outside. I'm not going to be gaslit into thinking I did anything wrong because I didn't. I just notice when people are doing what they don't want to do.
Oh, God. Craig, this is Craig. Pop psychology like is the Paige. Worst thing to ever happen to people. Craig is now saying triggered and gaslighting as part of his regular vocabulary. You don't get to say those words. You are the gaslighter. You.
How about, I love Craig saying, I just notice when people are doing what they don't want to do. I'm like, did you see any of the footage of Paige last year to having conversations with you? Let's have bees in the backyard. Ew, gross, disgusting. Let's have kids. Ew, gross. Do you want to come to Charlotte or Charleston? No, ew, I hate it here.
What really could have happened between us?
So now Charlie's going to leave. And this party was just a disaster, basically. So now it's Craig and Sally. And he says,
yeah, this is where the shit gets fucking frustrating because it feels like the whole world, like, I'm just misunderstood. And hopefully if you don't believe me, you'll really concentrate on my smeared eyeliner right now. I'm so misunderstood. And people come after me a lot.
Well, you don't deserve that, Craig. And I am here for you. Just me, Sally, ready to service you in any way you need.
You need to understand. You are literally so great. And he's like, uh-huh. And he just smiles like, ding.
So Rodriguez, everyone's leaving, and Whitner's like, well, this is the first time having a party for myself since the breakup with my ex-girlfriend because I wanted to create new memories in my house. But man, what are you gonna do? Okay, like, sir, I'm sorry about the ex-girlfriend situation, but like, you're already milking it too much. You threw a party. It's fine. People had a fight. There's still plenty of pasta. It was good. It was a success.
Yeah, so outside, they go, are they back outside or are they still inside Austin and Shep fighting inside, about this?
I don't know. It's sort of a...
So he's sometimes. Like, dude, I talk to girls at the bar and fucking Audrey knows and she tells me she talks to guy at the bar too. So what the hell? People can't talk at bars? I mean, what if people want to go to a quiet bar? That would never happen.
Agreed, Austin, agreed. So, like, the only way I can have peace is if I'm single and just, like, chasing pussy every day, like you and Craig now. Is that what's happening? It's like, no, that's not what we were even talking about. That's not what she said, if I may use that parlance.
Why even come around, you fucking assholes? Why do I tell you guys anything?
So now he leaves. And now Craig is still talking to Sally, and he's like, I tried my hardest not to be involved with it. Like, Austin loves to blame me for shit, but I'm like, this is a Shep thing. You made, you put it out here into the scene. It was never going to come up. You decided to use it as ammunition in your fight against Austin because you were losing.
Yeah, so now everybody leaves. The party's ruined. Poor Whitner.
Hey everyone, this is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.